Beware the beast man, for he is the devil's pawn. Alone among God's primates, he kills for sport, or lust, or greed. Yea, he will murder his brother to possess his brother's land. Let him not breed in great numbers, for he will make a desert of his home and yours. Shun him, for he is the harbinger of death.
Where will you go?
Follow the shoreline.
Don't try to follow us. I'm pretty handy with this.
Of that I'm sure. All my life I've awaited your coming and dreaded it.
You're afraid of me and you hate me.
Why? The Forbidden Zone was once a paradise. Your breed made a desert of it ages ago.
It still doesn't give me the why. A planet where apes evolved from men? There's got to be an answer.
Don't look for it, Taylor.
You may not like what you find. Vera, Cornelius, untie me.
What will he find out there, Doctor?
His destiny.
now, Skipper. It's me again. Just me.
Sir. Did you contact Earth?
I tried to, sir. On a crackle. Skipper. I took an Earth time reading just before re-entry.
What'd you get?
39055.
3955.
A.D.
Almighty God.
Well, we were following Taylor's trajectory, so whatever happened to us must have happened to him.
What about us? Where are we?
Well, in my opinion, Skipper, we've passed through a S-line curve, a bend in time. I don't know what planet we're on, but the fact is we're both of us here. We're breathing, we're conscious, we got plenty of oxygen, water. Here. Now we're going to be all right, Skipper. We're going to be all right. As soon as you feel better, we'll run a navigational estimate.
God, if I could only see the sun.
It's up there all right. You can feel it.
Yes. But which sun?
I don't know. I don't know. Our computer's shot. We're lucky to be alive.
Lucky? No. If it's 3955 AD, oh my God. My wife. My two daughters. Everyone I ever knew. Everyone.
Who are you? Don't be afraid. Just tell me where I am.
Can you understand me? My name's Brent.
No. No, no, I don't want to hurt you. I just want to know where I am. Where are you from? I mean, your people, where are they? How do I get to them? Which way? Can you talk?
Right, so you can't talk.
Taylor! Where is he?
Taylor. Nova. 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 Come on. That's the idea. Taylor. Nova. Here. Taylor. Taylor.
Here's a prize. You go to the head of the class. Why don't we just settle down and found a colony, huh? All the kids will learn to talk. Sure they will. Now, where in hell do we go from here? We might make it yet.
Taylor, just tell me what happened to him. Is he hurt? Is he alive? Where is he?
Try to find Zira. Remember? Zira. Go find Zira. Zira.
Give it to you? Where did you get this? Look, is there someone who can talk? Look, you take me to Taylor. Taylor. Taylor, now. Which way?
Tell you one thing that every good soldier knows. The only thing that counts in the end is power. Naked, merciless force! Members of the Citizens' Council, I am a simple soldier. And as a soldier, I see things simply. I don't say all humans are evil simply because their skin is white. No. But our great lawgiver tells us that never, never will the human have the ape's divine faculty for being able to distinguish between evil and good. The only good human is a dead human.
It's a bloody nightmare.
But those fortunate enough to remain alive will have the privilege of being used by our revered Minister of Science, the good Dr. Zaius.
Is the future of science, with that rabble-rouser fomenting a senseless military adventure.
The Forbidden Zone has been closed for centuries, and rightly so. However, we now have evidence that that vast, barren area is inhabited. By what or by whom, we don't know. But they live, and live they do. Then they must eat. Now we must replenish the lands that were ravaged by the humans with new, improved feeding grounds. And these grounds we can obtain in the once forbidden zone. It is therefore our holy duty to put our feet upon it, to enter it, to put the marks of our guns and our wheels and our flags upon it. To expand the boundaries of our ineluctable power. And to invade. Invade! Invade! Invade!
Sarah, please, as your husband, I beg you to stand.
Only for my principles.
All right, for your principles and mine, only please stand.
I gotta get out. Yeah, I gotta get back up there. I don't know how or what with, but I'm not staying here.
You know what you're doing. How can you have any doubts, Dr. Sayers?
You're aware of the reports we've been receiving of strange manifestations in the Forbidden Zone? Manifestations which you, if I might add, as Minister of Science, have been unable to fathom? 12 of my finest scouts just disappeared, vanished into thin air.
11.
Huh? Very well, 11. 11. And the 12th returns with incredible stories of huge walls of fire, strange, violent earthquakes, his mind gone, shattered, no doubt, by some unsimian torture.
General, I still think you're being hasty.
No doubt. Decisive. So we invade or we stop. It's as simple as that.
And as dangerous.
What is more dangerous than famine, Doctor?
The unknown.
If I have any proper sense of scientific purpose, Cornelius, I shouldn't be cutting up the healthy heads of humans. I should be dissecting the diseased brains of gorillas to find out what went wrong.
And how would you put it right?
Oh, I witnessed their babies on the milk of chimpanzees. The milk of kindness. At least our child, when it's born, won't be breastfed on bile.
You know, my dear, the trouble with us intellectuals is that we have responsibilities and no power.
I think I'll make a chocolate icing. Do you like chocolate?
Oh, what then?
No, 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 of course you don't. But I do.
If we had that power here in our hands, we'd be worse than them.
I don't agree. Gorillas are cruel because they're stupid. All bone and no brain.
Vera, my dear, I wish you would not talk like that. Somebody is liable to hear.
Nova!
What are you doing here?
Taylor?
No, not Taylor. My name's Brent.
You talked.
That's impossible.
In a whole lifetime devoted to the scientific study of humans, I've only found one other like you who could talk.
Taylor.
Yes.
Is he alive? Have you seen him?
Where? Tell us.
Where? I don't know where. I'm trying to find him. The longer I stay around here, the less I'm beginning to care.
Oh, now, we loved Taylor. He was a unique specimen. Why, if it had not been for Zira here, he would still be here. A stuffed specimen in the great hall of the Zaius Museum with his two friends.
With his two friends? Well, I don't plan to stay around here quite that long. Look, can you get me some food, some water? A map, so at least I'll have some idea where I'm heading.
But you want that taken care of, too?
I'll get the map. Now, if you will look up here. Oh, yes, towards the north. This was the last place that we saw Taylor and Noah.
Ah! What is that damn stuff?
You wouldn't know if I told you. Just relax. Among other things, I'm a trained vet.
Oh, great. Yeah. Go on.
Taylor was riding with Nova here, between the lake and the sea.
Yes, they were heading deep into the territory we call the...
Yes, I know, the Forbidden Zone.
Who told you that?
Hmm? Your glorious leader back there.
What? Cornelius, open the door.
Put the things away.
Open it.
Oh, Dr. Zaius, how nice. We were just about to have something to eat.
Not until I talk some sense to that headstrong wife of yours. Where is she?
Good day, Dr. Zaius.
What happened? Has there been an accident?
Cornelius hit me.
Huh?
For my bad behavior at the meeting.
I don't blame him.
Oh, I don't resent it, but his nails need clipping.
Now, enough of this nonsense. Are you so blind, you two psychologists, that you're unaware that we're on the verge of a grave crisis? You heard the Ursa's speech.
Militaristic tripe.
Zira, perhaps. But now he has the incident he requires to go on a rampage of conquest. But that is appalling.
To remain silent while this bully Ursus is permitted to destroy everything in his path is no longer possible.
As Minister of Science, it is my duty to find out whether some other form of life exists.
Where are you going?
Into the Forbidden Zone with Ursus.
Another manhunt, Doctor?
Someone or something has outwitted the intelligence of the gorillas.
That shouldn't be difficult.
Sarah.
We apes have learned to live in innocence. Let no one, be it man or some other creature, dare to contaminate that innocence. Why, is innocence so evil?
Ignorance is.
There is a time for truth.
And the time is always now.
Yes.
Are you asking me to surrender my principles?
I am asking you to be the guardians of the higher principles of science during my absence. I am asking for a truce with your personal convictions in an hour of public danger.
And you shall have it, Dr. Zex, or I shall hit her again.
Let us have no violence, Cornelius. Now I'm relying on you both.
And we're counting on you too, Doctor.
If I should fail to return from the unknown, the whole future of our civilization may be yours to preserve or destroy. So think well before you act.
Well, goodbye, Dr. Zaius. And good luck. Let me finish this up and get you out of here.
Yeah, get me out of here, please. Seen the delicate, humane way they treat humans around here. I don't much care for it.
Have you a horse?
Yeah, I'm the scrub.
Well, I'd better get you another set of clothes. The kind fit the humans, like yourself. You'll pass. Get rid of this. And this, too.
If you are caught by the gorillas, you must remember one thing.
What's that?
Never to speak.
What the hell would I have to say to a gorilla?
Oh, but you don't understand. Only apes can speak. Not her and not you. If they catch you speaking,
They will dissect you, and they will kill you in that order.
Cornelius is right. Be very careful. And get out of those things that you're wearing as soon as you can.
Thanks.
Thank us by finding Taylor.
Yeah, if he's still alive.
Very unusual. Weak occipital development. Substandard lobe. Female. It's been a long time since we've been able to study specimens of such extraordinary clinical interest. Bring them inside.
No. No, you can't have them. They are marked for target practice. Take them away.
To the target range.
Wait! I'd better double lock the door. Good luck. All right.
I lived here, worked here. What? What happened? What could have happened? My God, did we finally do it? Did we finally...